From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Governor Gary Herbert announced today that he would likely grant Salt Lake County's request to mandate face coverings in public, but didn't want to mandate it statewide. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports Utah has seen large spikes in COVID-19 cases over the past several weeks, including 484 new cases announced today.
He's going to meet with his unified command tomorrow, and he thinks that they will likely grant that request. Governor Herbert also announced today that he is making mask wearing in state buildings mandatory. So that includes the DMV and liquor stores. He still is not in favor of requiring masks in public statewide, just because he's, you know, really wants things to come from a local level. He wants those requests to come from local leaders.
That's KUER's Sonia Hudson. Mandatory fees at least two of Utah's public universities have been on the rise over the past decade. As KUER's John Reed reports, they're supposed to be used for specific services, but a recent state audit found that hasn't always been the case.
The report found that students are getting charged for things that should be covered by tuition, like a utility fee at the University of Utah and a library fee at Utah State. Students are also getting charged for things that only some use. That doesn't pass what State Auditor John Dougal calls the reasonable fee test. He says that's on top of a fee approval process that isn't transparent.
What we've heard from various folks is that it's easier to raise fees than tuition. And so while there's been downward pressure on tuition, there hasn't necessarily been the same oversight over the fee process.
A similar audit from 2011 found some of the same issues. Dougal says that raises bigger questions about the total cost of college.
Clearly, with the shutdown and remote schooling, various folks are questioning, okay, what is it we paid for versus what we got? And I think that's an important discussion that we have.
A spokesman with the U said the university has tended to use fees rather than adding it to tuition, so students have a better understanding of where their money is going. In a statement, the Utah System of Higher Education says it's going to review the audit's 7 recommendations and consider which fees should be rolled into tuition. John Reed, KUER News.
Amid calls from public figures for Democrats and unaffiliated voters to register as Republicans ahead of the June primary, GOP registration has soared. KUER's Sonia Hudson explains only registered Republicans can vote in the party's primary.
In the past 2 months, more than 73,000 people have registered with the GOP. That's a 10% increase, much higher than during the same time period before primaries in 2018 and 2017. University of Utah political science professor Matthew Burbank says that's because of the governor's race.
We have a hotly contested race, so that's attracted a lot of attention. And then along with that, of course, we have had a number of high-profile appeals to people to say, if you want to participate in the governor's election, right, you should do it in the Republican primary.
Burbank says if crossover voters do have an impact, it's likely to help former Governor John Huntsman.
My guess is that they're more likely to pick one of the two candidates who are seen as broadly being more moderate. The advantage with John Huntsman is because he was governor before, because he's well known.
But he warns it's difficult to tell because there's not good data on the political ideologies of these crossover voters. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
There have been 468 fire starts in Utah so far this year, and about 85% of them have been caused by humans. A tweet today from Utah Fire Info said that by this time last year, the state had only 135 fire starts. The Utah Division of Forestry also announced today new restrictions on target shooting in Utah County. With the exception of one shooting range, all state land directly west of Utah Lake and all of West Mountain above 4,500 feet are closed to the use of steel ammunition, tracer ammunition, and exploding targets. As COVID-19 resurges across the Mountain West, there's also a different kind of surge happening. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie explains, vacation rental bookings are way up compared to this time last year.
Chris Kohler owns 2 short-term vacation rentals in Tetonia, Idaho.
So we rent out our downstairs. We also have a tiny home that's on the property as well, too. So I run those 2 that are ours that we own.
He says bookings are booming right now, despite the resurgence of coronavirus in much of the Mountain West. Vacation rental bookings are up by nearly 50% in Idaho. That's according to data from the tracking firm AirDNA. Meanwhile, Wyoming boasts an almost 2-fold increase. At the same time, those states are also seeing some of the highest numbers of new coronavirus cases since the pandemic first impacted the region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.